The Yankees trying to snap a two-game skid, taking on the White Sox. Tyler Austin ready for this one. We pick up the action, tied at one in the fourth. Chase Headley facing David Holmberg with two men on.
Base hit, left field. Sanchez rounds third. They're sending him home. He'll score without a throw. An RBI single for Headley. 2-1 Yanks. Austin cracks one to left field. That ball is gone. See ya. A bullet into the bullpen in left field. And the Yankees lead 4-1. Ground ball is short. And they get to Reyes. And he dropped the ball. Davidson dropped the ball. So Headley will score. It'll be an E3. And it's a 6-1 Yankee lead. Very sloppy by the White Sox.
I talked about it earlier, 14th in the league in fielding percentage, should be a routine play. Davidson playing first base, just drops the ball. I mean, that's a play that should be routine. It is routine. The Yankees catch another break.
This job not for the faint of heart. Ripped into right center field. That's going to be a base hit. Split the outfielders and go to the wall. Melky Cabrera rounds third. He will score. It's an RBI double for Abreu, and the Yankee lead is now just one. And the tying runs in scoring position. Chapman gets the sign, checks the runner, and the 0-2. High fly ball, left field. This should do it. Gardner is there, and the Yankees hold on to win 6-5.
The Yankees snap a two-game skid, hanging on to win at 6-5. Jordan Montgomery the victory, going seven strong innings, allowing one run, striking out eight. Chase Headley three hits an RBI and scores a run. Starlin Castro had to leave the game in the bottom of the third with a strained hamstring. The Yankees survive and get the win. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
He felt it just kind of tightened up, so he pulled up. He had good strength in there. We'll know more tomorrow. He is not limping right now. He said it feels okay, but he just felt it kind of grab, so he pulled up.
Do you expect him to be placed in the DL?
I don't know. I mean, I think you got to wait for the MRI tomorrow to see what it reveals before we can make a decision.
Joe, any concern there because of his past history with that injury?
Yeah, I mean, he had one last year that kind of kept him down for 10 days. So, yeah, there's a little bit of a concern. It's a different spot than it was last year, but I mean, yeah, it's a concern because Cassie's going to play hard and play every day. So, again, we got to see what the MRI reveals.
Joe, there were reports out of Scranton that Tyler Wade was coming up.
I don't know. I mean, I just came right here, so.
As far as tonight's game, what stood out to you the most about Montgomery?
His slider was really good. It's been a pitch that's been kind of on and off for him. Obviously, his curveball was really good again tonight, and his changeup was pretty good. But I thought he threw some really good sliders and got some strikeouts. Again, seven innings, he gives up the one home run and does a really good job.
How pleased are you with the progress you've seen from him just in the short time that he's been here?
Just really happy with what he's doing. I mean, he's throwing the ball well. He usually gives us pretty good distance and continues to grow as a pitcher.
What's the feeling in that dugout as the lead is just
it just seems like in the game of baseball, there aren't too many easy wins. There just aren't. There's things that can go awry a little bit during the course of a game, but you get a few here once in a while, but most of them are kind of like this.
So what did you see in Wade in spring training?
He played well. He's versatile. I thought he swung the bat well. He swung the bat really well in AAA. He's played second, short, a little bit of third, some left and right, maybe a little center as well. He's kind of played all. He's got versatility, but he's had a really good AAA year.
Tyler Austin, his first homer of the season in the Yankees' victory.
Just trying to swing at good pitches. I had a couple of bad at-bats tonight, but the other ones I felt pretty good in. So, it was mainly just trying to get a good pitch and not miss it.
Since you've been called up, how comfortable have you felt both offensively and defensively?
I'm getting there. This is a stressful environment around here. So, it's gonna take some time, but I think it's coming along nice.
What impressed you most about the way Jordan Montgomery threw the ball tonight?
You know, he was throwing strikes, mixing all of his pitches and putting them where he wanted to tonight. He did a great job for us tonight, and you know, hats off to him. That was a heck of a performance.
With some of the struggles that this team has had over the last 2 weeks, how vital was it for you guys to start off this road trip on a positive note with a win?
Yeah, I think it's big. You know, coming off of before I got here, I guess they had a tough trip out west, so. It was big for us to come out here tonight and start this series off with a W, and hopefully we can keep going tomorrow.
Jordan Montgomery gets the win, going 7 strong innings, allowing 1 run. He talked after.
That's what I really try to do every time. Just trying to go out there, go 6 or 7 every inning or every outing, and definitely wanted to go out there and kind of give them everything I had tonight.
Seems like you've worked really well with Austin Romine. What is it about that pairing that seems to work?
He just understands my stuff. He knows what I like to go to, and kind of how to put guys away.
It'd be nice to be able to lock right back in after the Frazier homer there.
Yeah, it was a good pitch. You just put a good swing on it. Just kind of got to tip your hat to him.
Starlin Castro had to leave the game in the 3rd inning with a strained hamstring. He talked about it after.
When I tried the runner right there, I just feeling something tight, but I stopped before the pop. You know, I'm gonna do MRI tomorrow. We see what's going on, and we're going from there.
Based on the way it feels right now, do you feel like this will be a DL situation for you?
I'll be honest. I'm walking, and I don't feel anything. You know, I've been have hamstring issue before and hurt when I'm walking, but right now, I can say anything that you know. I feel good walking. I don't know what's the MRI gonna say tomorrow, but we see.
Maybe take one day off just to be sure. Or do you want to play tomorrow?
For sure, but we see. You know, sometimes we feel something, and the MRI say another thing. But hopefully, it's not a bad. I don't think it's that bad, but we see.
Starlin, you said you feel like you stopped before it popped.
Yeah. I just feel really tired when I'm running, and I desire stop before get it worse or pop or something.
Up next, the series against the White Sox continues on Tuesday with Luis Severino on the hill.